did another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where you're walking with me on my walk with Christ. Today is May the 7th, 2021. Well, there's a couple of things I'm going to talk to you about, or, you know, things that have been on my mind today, things that I have been wondering about in my own Christian walk. And, you know, you hear things, like I've told you the last few days, or you read things, and sometimes you can't remember where you heard them or what you read, or where you read them. But today I've been thinking about, I heard a statement about Jesus that said, at the end of the day, Jesus always did that which was pleasing to the Father. And so, you know, in John 8:29, it says that about Jesus. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. And so we know about Jesus is he always did those things that was pleasing to the Father. At the end of the day, he always did the things that pleased the Father. So think about this. The question was asked, at the end of your day, will you be able to say that you've done all things which please the Father? You know, that's an important question for us about our discipleship, because if we're following Jesus, and Jesus did always those things that please the Father, then that should be said about us. We should be able to say that we do always those things that please the Father. So at the end of our day, every day, can that be said of us? That we did always those things that pleased the Father. What about at the end of our life? Will it be able to be said of us that they always did the things that pleased the Father? So here's what we want to understand. If every day we do those things that please the Father, then at the end of life, you will know that it will be said about your life that you did always those things that please the Father. I thought about that all day. Then I also read a question that a father asks his son every day. And the question the father asks his son every morning is, what are you praying for today that would not be possible if God didn't do it? So I thought about that. Am I praying for anything that would not be possible apart from God working? You know, that's something to think about. What am I really praying about and asking God to do? Am I praying for anything that, you know, seems impossible except for God working? So, am I praying and expanding my faith? Am I praying, asking God to work in miraculous ways? If I'm not praying for something that would not be possible without God, why not? Is my faith weak? Am I only concerned about myself? Am I settled into a comfortable existence? Something to think about. Something that I need to challenge myself with. What am I praying for that would not be possible apart from God working? I need to think about that, and I need to begin praying. And I tell you, after I've thought about that all day today, I begin thinking about things that are seemingly impossible, but I'm asking God to do them. So maybe that's going to help me in my Christian walk. That's the purpose. That's what we try to do, to grow more like Christ. And that's why we do these morning devotions. So hopefully you'll hear something that might challenge you to walk closer with Christ. Let's pray. Today, Lord, I come to you in prayer asking you to help me think of always pleasing you. I pray that each day I would walk in ways that are according to your will. Also, Lord, I pray that you would help to challenge my faith. Help me to pray big prayers. Help me to trust that big things are not impossible for you, and that my expectation should be for you to do big things in my life. Thank you for Jesus. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Sounds like I need to go to bed. I'll see you Monday. Bye.